Now that brings us here to chapter 2. And you have here the prophet's second message. And in this, he describes specific sins. You see, in the first chapter, the sins that are mentioned and the judgment rests upon the fact that they have gone into idolatry and all that that implied. It represented gross immorality, that actually the wages of a harlot ran these high places. That was where they got their funds because of the fact that sex was associated with idolatry. And you find today that in the occult and Satan worship, and I think there's a connection between that and this idolatry of that day, sex plays a very prominent place in it. It is a revelation of man's actually breaking God's commandment, and it destroys the home, and it destroys a sweet and tender relationship between a man and a woman in marriage. There's nothing that will spoil it like that, because God made the woman to give, and the man is the one to get. And when it's put in that context and in that spectrum, it is examined under the marriage relationship, it can become the sweetest and the most precious relationship that there is on earth. But my friend, when it moves out and even moves under the name of religion, and today the new morality that we have in this land is an evidence of the fact that we have moved today into an area of a nation that is on the decline and actually is on the way out. Now, in chapter 2, we are going to see specific sins that are mentioned here, and he'll deal with these specific sins, and he'll spell them out. He denounces here the sins of God's people, and actually, the sins here are against one another. It's against mankind. While the sins in the first chapter are actually largely related to God, their relationship to God. You know, when a man is not right with God, he can never be right with his fellow man. And when a man is right with God, he can be. Now, it doesn't mean he always is, but he can be right with his fellow man, and he will treat him as another human being. That's the reason that this lovey-dovey movement that got started a few years ago with the flower children up in the San Francisco area, and we've had many of them that have come to the Lord, but at that time were far from the Lord. And that's the reason that that thing lapsed into gross immorality, and it wrecked the lives of many young people. Why? Well, simply because of the fact that they were not right with God. And when you're not right with God, you won't be right with other people. Someone says, what we need are honest men in government. Yes, what we really need are men who are right with God in government. And when you have that, men who respect and appreciate the Word of God and will listen to it. But we, as I've already indicated, have reached the place where the general public will not hear the Word of God today. That was one of the things we took into account when we began this ministry. Could we survive in a nation that had largely rejected God and had come to the place where they didn't want to hear what He had to say? And for that reason, a great deal is streamlined today with sugar plums and with rose water, and it's made very palatable to the natural man. Now, the Word of God is not palatable to the natural man, and that puts this program at a terrible disadvantage, because we don't soothe you with sweet music, and I think music has its place, and we don't attempt to use this comforting method. But we attempt to bring out what the Word of God has to say. Now, chapter 2 is not going to be pretty. I don't think that you are going to say that this is the most beautiful chapter that you have found in the Word of God, because very candidly, I don't think it is. But it reveals the sin of the nation that brought destruction upon them. And it's well for not only God's people, but for the nation to wake up.